Welcome to the Intuition Hour with Kat Nicholson, where our wonderful host Kat encourages each and every one of you to build your own intuition, navigate your own connection with spirit, and tap into the deep beauty within yourself. Enjoy the Intuition Hour with Kat Nicholson.
Everyone, and welcome. Happy Monday. I am so excited to be with all of you today. I'm at the noon hour. I'm going to be very, very silly. It is Monday, March 3rd. I'm still in last month, but I saved myself. So it is 12:03 here in Central Florida. I'm so happy to welcome all of you. If you are listening for the first time, welcome to the Intuition Hour, and I am your host, Kat. I am definitely going to welcome you into our chat room here on 1-2 Radio at Facebook, and I can definitely take your questions today. I'm laughing because, come on in, everybody. I'm seeing everyone come in. I'm laughing because I was chatting for a second with C.A. Brooks, and I know Mark gave you guys so much information, and I know you're loving the video, and I'm so excited for everyone. I'm laughing because I said to C.A., there are so many Pisces planets, and, you know, air signs, we're like, a little, I don't know. It's very grounding, and at the same time, it's kind of a funny mix. But in any case, you all know I have enough water to keep me, I want to say waiting, but C.A. said, oh, just go for a swim, you know? And so it just cracked me up so much. And she's a very, very compassionate person, by the way, but it was just funny how she knows that I'm definitely feeling that water, and I'm laughing, but at the same time, I just kind of want to jump. I like to jump a little bit. I like to go ahead a little bit further than what we're dealing with right now in that water energy. So it's kind of funny. I'm coming to you full of light this morning. However, I enjoyed some fresh air. I feel like I am ready to take all of you here. I'm very sensitive to not only the planets, but also to the information that's coming through. So I have to, sometimes we have to take a lot of things into consideration when we feel or we know it's a sensitive time. And what I mean by that is I have to watch in some way when all that Pisces is out there. And we could say this about a lot of the signs, but specifically in this energy, I could tell that the heightened, sometimes we can heighten things or intensify that water energy, it intensifies things or perhaps becomes a little more dramatic than we need it to be. So always during this cycle, and what I'm finding out over and over again is really deeply leaning into a practice, a spiritual practice, metaphysical practice, learning a tool, anything that you can kind of dip your toe in to balance out some of what you're feeling on your own so you have a reminder that you aren't on your own. And I feel a sense of that right now because it's definitely, you know, they say the veil is thin during our Scorpio season. Well, I could feel that right now as well. I'm sure you all have too. I know your dreams are big. I know there's a lot of things taking place that maybe we can, it's almost like if you, if that pin drops, and I believe you'll know what I'm saying when I say it this way for an analogy, when the pin drops, it's almost like somebody crashed, you know, or you can hear things in such an amplified way. So I feel that too about the psychic energy. It's highly amplified right now. So with that being said, leaning into your spirit, really taking a look at things, perhaps taking a step back, a pause before you react
or perhaps realizing some of this shedding is really, really good. I always like to, sometimes I'm really grateful for an Aries moon because it moves through, it helps me move through things quickly, you know. And at the same time, during these cycles, it's like slowing down, feeling your feelings, making sure you're clear about your feelings as well, because there's a lot of that Neptune influence out there. So before we create a more dramatic story for ourselves or we tell ourselves something, we have to step back and make sure it's true before we begin to, you know, perhaps it's good to have a session now because we have all of these feelings and all of these, I say wandering thoughts because that's basically what they are. We wander back into the past. We know we have Venus retrograde. We know Mercury retrograde's on its way. We have all of these amazing things that are there to slow us down just a tiny bit to take a step back before we react or to take a step back and to look at ourselves. Are we getting what we deserve, you know? Or is this expression or feeling coming from or reaction coming from something perhaps from the past? And it's a trigger. So you're probably going to be feeling a little triggered. Who's feeling a little more triggered than usual? I know I certainly have been. I'm sure it's a very common time. So let me come into the room. I also want to report, as many of you know, we have our class over on Tuesday nights at 1-2 Academy. We are moving right along. I'm super thrilled about all of you. I'm so grateful for everyone in there. We've been having a lot of learning. I'm ready to lighten up and have a little more fun because we've been so serious about learning. We really, really get into it. So I love being there with you. I'm super happy to be back. It's definitely added more even in my own life. I look forward to it. I'm super excited and I can't wait for tomorrow night. Okay. Let me come in the room. It does, when you're in the flow, I think what happens is, I think while I'm sitting here saying to you guys, it's time to really lean into your time to remember or just have a little bit of a dip your toe back into something that you forgot about or perhaps pay attention to things that have helped you before and now you can return to them. And it's about really feeding yourself because we tend to forget when we're going through a lot of stressful times. And I think that Mars retrograde kicked our butts a little bit, you know? So hopefully you'll be lightening up. I went through this major cycle of health overhaul and testing and all of these things that have totally concluded now. And I could be with you super present. Happy to report I'm very healthy. And now I feel like, okay, now I have some mind space that I want to fill up. So where do I spend most of my time? I think many of you can answer that. I love to really connect with nature. I love getting messages. I love spending time in that realm and all this other stuff, this physical real stuff or this reality. It's like, ugh, for the birds, right? So being in the psychic space with all of you is super important, and bringing yourselves to that place is also very important. So I highly encourage it. I'm here to remind you, especially it is the first Monday of March. Kat, good morning. Ms. Perez, hello. I am going to come in with some messages. Eva, Mary, Gail, nice to see you. Quelly, good morning to you. Catherine and Pamela. Oh, Patricia, I'll come to you also. Venus retrograde, don't forget. Lara, but we'll take a look at it. Karen and Kelly, Laura, hello. And Patricia, Mindy, it's so nice to see you. Erica, I know you're home. I'm sorry that you're not feeling well. Renee and Maureen, it's nice to see you too. And let's come on in the room and start some questions. I kind of slid in here. I wish I can explain this to you all in a better way, in that when the energy is heightened, it feels like there's a lot of people tugging on us, or perhaps it feels, yeah, the energy is so intense. But it also, I feel like a pinging almost, you know, like somebody's like ding, 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 ding all over the sky, or perhaps through your third eye, and maybe you're hearing things more. Pay attention to what you're hearing. And also right now, don't ignore that nagging sense of, you know, you better get on top of something, because I feel a lot of that. And I hope that helps. All right. I see you all coming in here. Yes, Erica, you have been sensitive. And now the Mars and Cancer energy is still, you know, and then we'll come into Leo, which will be a little bit, I feel like your emotions will, it's a very emotional time though. I don't want to like downplay it. I definitely know you've been healing a lot of things. You're going to be okay. All right. Tara, I'm super happy to hear that. And okay, let me talk to you, Mary. Let's talk about it, because I have something to say, and Mary has a statement that I guess that's my sign. I was wondering if I was going to have this conversation today or not with all of you, because it is a big deal and I want to address it. Mary says she's a Scorpio and she's feeling extremely triggered due to her past health issues with breast cancer. And she has PTSD with a fear. And I can promise you that although it's not the same, that same fear exists within myself, because and I just spoke about it many years ago, I was misdiagnosed and with stage 4 breast cancer. And for 23 days back then, 25 years ago, it wasn't like it is today where we find out in the next couple of days. It was like a 23-day wait to find out. And even though I was diagnosed with it from the radiograph, surgery, removal of something that wasn't even there, all of these things, I understand. And I wasn't going to go here today, but I can promise you in every step of the way, I understand you. I appreciate the fact that there is so much PTSD with this topic. I know for many of you, I know it's a very serious topic. I had to go recently because I promised the family I would, and I do a lot of ultrasounds through the years, but I can't stand that other M word, but I did it. And I have that fear and that PTSD, even though, you know, you for sure, because you've experienced it. I, of course, in another way experienced it. I know that feeling of you think, you know, God forbid you have that fear of death. And what I can tell you and what I know for certainty, number one, I feel like you're okay. Number two, I do. And I'm not a doctor, so of course you have to go and get checked out. Whatever it is that makes you all feel safe and checking it out. It's a topic that is very difficult for both men and women, because I actually did meet a male who had breast cancer. Along the way, you know, it's a very challenging topic, but there are so many things now, as you know, that they are doing that they once couldn't do. So I feel you. I cannot begin to tell you when I know for a fact all of you and many of you have gone through these things, these scares, these callbacks, these all of these things that are incredibly challenging. When I got the call, my limbs went numb. I literally, the most dramatic, and this is what I mean about dramatics with Pisces, but also the reaction was insane. I sobbed. I was on the ground crying. I was so relieved. That was like my relief just coming out of my body. And so it gets that way. It's petrifying. And so if you guys are scared, if you have anything to discuss about this topic, I am with you 100% of the way. Please reach out. I will support you any way I can. We have survivors in this room for sure. Many of you. I literally can't even count on, unfortunately, I have two hands and I'm using them. I see many of you that have gone through so many things with this stuff and have overcome so much. So my heart is with you, Mary. I completely relate. I wasn't going to bring this up, but it did, it's been going on. I literally just found out a couple days ago. And the bottom line is, anytime we have that trigger, and this is a trigger for you, by the way, that's what I feel. And you're going through a lot in your life right now, so it's normal. Anytime we have this trigger, these things really do take over. They take us over, really. But you, I personally believe you're okay. And I think you're going through a lot with your daughter. I'm going to look at that in a minute. But I do believe that it all gets intertwined, you know, so it feeds into us over and over again. And I want to look at her. I want to look at your daughter and take a peek. She comes home Monday after having been in the hospital for a month, and they'll be doing another PET scan to see what the course of treatment will be. Let's just take a look at that. But I feel you wholeheartedly. I know what those feelings are. And I don't know if they ever... I don't know if they ever leave us, but I certainly would like to be aware. It's better to know than not know, as you know, and it took me a long time to also convince myself of that, because sometimes we get into this human response of, oh, out of sight, out of mind. We're not doing it, you know, but that's not really the way to go. So I have a lot of brave warriors in this room, there's no question, and a lot of brave friends out there who are all healing. And, you know, there's so much now. So the realistic side of things is the normalcy of the fear. The other side of the realism is there's so much they do that they couldn't once do, okay? I do hope that helped. I'm going to go ahead and refresh the page, take a look at your girl. I know you're okay. And you know what to do to stay that way. And I'm sure for all of you, when that moment comes and you know you're going to be okay, or you go through these moments of healing and or recovery, and you know it's behind you, there is just something that, yeah, she's saying this too. There is something about it that it definitely takes over. All right, let me take a look. And I really didn't want to talk about it. I guess I decided against it, and then it came up. So I didn't want to ignore your topic, and I'm glad you did. All right, hold on now. I'm just going to look at your girl, okay? You look good. I know you're staying on top of it. I feel like they're going to have a treatment soon for her. I know she's, you know, I'm not making this, it's not light and cheery, as you know. But I definitely feel like something is coming her way that's really going to help, and they're going to run with it. And I don't even know, I don't think you know what it is yet. I don't think she knows what it is yet. And I definitely feel like something's coming. There is, it seems like it's a research also on top of what she's going to have done. I see several months ahead of her, honey, that she's going to have to really work hard at this, but she can do it. And I feel like we can definitely, I'm looking at about 7 month cycle here in every way. I have 3 sevens in her cards, so to me, that's a good thing. And I feel really, really good about that. I'm definitely, so there's something unexpected coming that's actually going to be of assistance to her besides a regular treatment they're going to do. And I see a lot of like the 7 month cycle, like, so she's probably going to have to work at this for that hard, you know, for the next 7 months or so. And then we'll see where it goes. But it does look like she's going to turn a corner. They're going to come up with something out of nowhere, or find something out of nowhere that's really going to assist whatever the original coming into the original treatment is okay. And I hope that helps. And I feel like it's auspicious, but look, I don't want to say any, I mean, I could use the word luck. It's not luck. But it is auspicious timing on something that's going to help her. Okay. I'm sorry you're going through this. I know it's scary. My heart goes out to you guys and know that I'm here. And I'm glad you're here. All right, Patricia, I'm going to come to you next. I'm going to change the topic a little bit. I'm happy for all of you recovering. And Tara, your dad as well. Yeah. My godson. Hello, Mr. Tyler. Happy you're here today also. All right, we're going to talk to Patricia for a minute. You know, if this isn't the time to hear a statement like, I'm about to call it quits, you know, with my relationship or marriage, or I think it's a very appropriate moment, you know, I guess it's never easy, but I think that the planets are definitely, you know, we absorb them. We know what's up. We believe, you know, when there's issues and we have Venus, we have Mercury coming up. We have, we're in that cycle of, taking a step back to look at ourselves and our relationships and others and what we like and dislike and love and don't love or whatever it may be. Our tastes could change. Our feelings could alter. I saw a beautiful photo of you recently and you look amazing. And I think you're really coming into another cycle with yourself. And when I say a cycle, a phase, a moment in time, we have highs and lows or moments of where, you know, sometimes we want to be like, how do I say this? We want to shine like the Queen of Wands and we want to put ourselves out there and we feel good about ourselves and perhaps feeling more confident. And sometimes when that happens, we start to come to another place in that we look at our relationships more. We no longer want to sacrifice. Maybe we don't want to settle. As human beings, we evolve in a very different way. And some of us evolve faster than others. And some of us learn faster than others. And in the scheme of our lives, we all want to receive what we feel we deserve or what we feel is best for our heart. However, at this time, I will advise that we should, where are we? March 3rd? Probably take a little time to sort this, you know, because your feelings are probably going to change again. And I'm not saying it isn't going to happen, because once we get it in our head that this isn't the first thought of it. There's a straw that broke the camel's back. There's something that is feeding into this also. And you may be seeing something. Sometimes we're in a certain situation, relationship, and all of a sudden we realize like the light bulb goes off and we say, wait, we want that shiny thing over there, or we want to do this path instead. You know, the road looks better over here. I think there's a little of that going on as well. You might have got a glimpse of something you may think you want. And I'm not saying someone. I'm saying something or a journey, a pathway that is going to open for you. But that's also a long time and a lot of your life to just say, okay, I'm having this thought and this is where it's at. So let me just take a look, okay? Because I'm going to highly advise you to, like I said earlier at the beginning of the call, session with you guys, the show, I said it's time to take a step back and before we react. And I feel this with you. And let me just take a peek. You know, looking ahead, I also feel like 2026 is going to be a huge year for you. And let me just take a peek. I'm not trying to go that far, though, because this is a serious question, major question. But I believe it's a problem of you helping other people. But see, you're getting to the truth of this, which is good. And I understand you. But let me just look, okay? I have hesitation, which probably says I'm going to suggest or advise that you wait it out for a little bit longer. I feel like the month of May is screaming at me right now. And I believe this wholeheartedly. I do feel that you are, I believe you should wait until May, until you make any decisions. And I'm going to look ahead, okay? Yeah, you're definitely looking at them, and you're not there yet. I am going to go back to May, and I feel like you're going to be there in May. You're going to make a big decision when the sun is in Taurus. I want you to wait if it's possible. This is my guidance and my advice. I feel like you're going to wait till May. I also believe that when the sun is in Taurus, you're going to have more clarity. I also think there's moments where you need a little more space to heal, and you're working on that. There's something in your home you could do to set up like a peaceful, serene environment, like in maybe in your own space, your own room, something like this, to take a little time out. I feel that as well. I also believe you're looking at the past a lot, and how things are, and you feel called to do something on this path. I feel that as well. So all of this together is, we'll have another conversation. How about in 4 weeks and see where you are? And take it from there. I'm going to ask you to step back and really think about everything on the whole. And I see a lot of celebrating in the next 3 to 4 months as well, and a lot lighter energy. But let's talk. Let's come back, please, in 4 weeks, and we'll have another little look at it, okay? I want to see where you are. No jumping out the window. You know what I'm saying. Too much, or out the door, whatever. Let's give it a little more time. I'm not saying it's not going to happen. I just feel like I want you to be able to do it with peace, not strife, or I don't know. It has to be more, you have to feel more inner peace about it, and it has to be easier for you. It's never easy, but it has to be easier than where we are today. So let's take a break from it for a minute, focus on you, taking care of you. Yes, on all of the above. You're so welcome. I'll see you again soon, okay? All right, now, love that 7 is your lucky number, Mary, and I do want to comment on the stem cell therapy, because intuitively, many years ago, I started probing into this topic, and I am a big, huge believer in it. I affirm it so much. I wish I can like say how strongly I feel about the healing properties of it, especially with your own blood. I've done it myself with something that was very, very impossible to, seemingly impossible to correct, but it's corrected. And I'm all about it. And I really hope to God that's what it is. I feel that. I have tears in my eyes. So I definitely feel that. And I'm happy that you shared. Okay. I'm actually, I always say I'm a stem cell. I'm a pusher. I'm not a drug pusher. I'm a stem cell pusher, but I definitely believe in it. Okay. And I also think it's the power of our connection to spirit and the universe and how it appropriately functions from a scientific point as well. And we have within us, think about how much, and this is for all of you, think about, and because it's too expensive still, but not for things like this, there's no price tag on life. But if we think about everything we possess as humans and our healing properties as humans in this physical world, the spiritual things that we believe that help us along the way, from Reiki to acupuncture to Qigong to QHHT, the Metatron mat, the whatever it is, quantum healing, anything and everything, now the things they're using to heal in the world. If we think about that and we look at the power or the empowerment of a human being in regards to some of these things and the miracles and the magic that we see happen, the cures that take place within our physicality, why wouldn't we be able to take something so significant and be able to heal anything, really? And so I feel this about it. I've always felt this before it was even known to man. I'm sure it was always known to man, but I don't mean it that way. I mean, before they made it available for the general population, I thought about this. And I hope you do. I hope she does it. And please let us know on that. She's talking about stem cell, guys. I'm very big on it. And I believe we have the ability to heal. And we're not always intended on that. We're not. Not always for us. It's not our time. When it's our time, it's our time. But I do believe that can make all the difference in life. So I do hope that helps. And let me see. Mindy, I am so sorry to hear you're not feeling well. I truly believe you're going to go forward for yourself into a brand new healing regimen. And I actually see support coming for you. And I truly believe that. I really believe you're going to start to feel better and find someone who's going to help you feel better. And I truly love that for you. Lori Love joined us this morning, and I love you too. I'm so excited that you're here. And Lori Wall, are you coming? You're coming up next. I know that they made a few changes, so I want to make sure, but I do believe that you're definitely coming up at the top of the hour, I'm sure. So happy that you're here as well. Let me come back. We have a little sales call. Don't worry. I'm always paranoid that I'm stuck on the site, but I'm not. So we won't talk to whoever that was. All right, hang on now. Let me take a look back in the room. You guys can tell it's Pisces energy for sure because I'm laughing with the amount of fluids and drinks I have. How many do you think I have today? If anybody wants to take a stab at it on my desk, always fun. We always talk about the grounding energy that needs to happen in this. Yes, she's coming up. Okay, good, Lori. Thank you. The grounding energy that needs to happen with all these Pisces planets. All right, let me come back to the room and somebody asked me something. Maureen, I'm going to take a quick peek at you. And let's take a look. I want to come back to the top. It's okay, you guys, if you're feeling emotional or a little bit in a funk. I see that you're a little down. It's you know, we know that the energy is going to shift again. You have to kind of try to do things for yourself that make yourself feel better in the meantime. And let me just take a quick peek at Maureen. What may make you feel good may not make someone else feel good. And everybody has to know within themselves, really, what is that? What does that look like? Yeah, I see peace prevailing in your home as well. You guys are going to be fantastic. In 1 month, you're going to know what I'm talking about. But I definitely feel there's some delays on some of the changes that your hubby's making right now. There's going to be a delay and then everything's going to come back together. Somebody's coming from the past. That offers also another contract that is huge. I also feel within 1 month, you're going to know everything is great financially on that road. And I feel really, really good about that. Also, I feel good about your family coming back together. Okay. Like in a, I mean, I'm not saying they've never been, it's not like you've been apart, but coming back together in a much stronger way. Okay, four is the magic number. And yes, at least three is right as well. I'm definitely surrounded by my little beverages. So Mark could not have been more correct when he said how many, you know, liquid Gemini needs that grounding, you know. So it is kind of funny. And I'm always getting into these new ideas of things, certain juice, or I get on a product. I don't know how many of you do this. I'm sure you all do in some way. You get on a product and then you kill it. Like you maybe drink so much of it, like then now you don't never want that protein drink again. Then you do this and you never want that again. Then you, and I do that too with bars, like protein bars and stuff. I go through phases and I get it like it's an addiction. You know, I'm going to eat this thing every day for however long and then get rid of it and never see it again. So there's a lot of that. I'm sure you're all, and you know, I laugh at Pisces, but Pisces does, it fuels us this way too. So it is kind of funny. And I think it's about also tending to your sensitivity, and your psychic energy also needs soothing. And don't, we can't forget that our physicality, you know, our chakras, it's a very powerful thing that we're so connected on all these layers and levels. And so if we're taking care of our physical bodies, we're taking care of our spiritual bodies, then we have to have something that ties us together, you know? And so it all plays out in the scheme of things. So, let me see who's next. Maureen, I'm cut and dry on that, by the way. I'm getting it all over. A lot of people have been mentioning Edgar Cayce to me lately. Speaking of Pisces. He has great healing remedies. Mindy, I'm thinking about you in the castor oil pack on your body, like even sometimes taking a warm towel and wrapping your legs or your ankles in some warm castor oil cloth. It's very, very, I feel like there's a soothing healing property in that as well for inflammation. You may want to look into that and make sure you're not allergic to it. Please check with your physician on anything I ever I'm not a doctor and I'm not pretending to be one. So please check with your physician to see if they would go along with that, you know, and see if it would be something you would be, that would be good for you. All right. Let me take a peek. Catherine, I'm going to answer this. Patricia, I'll send you that link for sure. Wait, let me see. Where was I? I'm taking all you guys on at one time. Oh, Catherine and her driver's license. I understand that it's very different there. And I'm going to say at least one to two, no more than that. You'll be great. Okay. Not, I don't see any three or above. I see one with a possibility of two, but I feel like if you really put the effort in, you could do it one time. That's the maximum I'm going to tell you. Oh, you are not going over that number. Okay. I'm very set on that. All right, I hope that helped. All right, let's see now. Michelle, I'd like to have seven, believe me. I don't know. I'm kind of like down to four now. All right, hold on. Water, tea, coffee, protein. Green tea. Let me see. I feel like I'm missing somebody, or probably many of you. I'm going as Karen. I'm so happy about that. I hope it helped. It seems like it helped. Your energy feels really good. I love that self-pampering, you know, taking a little time out, especially now in such a highly sensitive time. Laura says, good morning, friends and myself. She says, is there time to check on my left eye? I'm having some symptoms. I made a doctor's appointment for next Monday. Not sure if it's, are you saying minus? Minus, maybe. Is that what you're saying? It says minus. It's reminding me now of Linus, but I think you mean sinus. Let's take a look, okay? Or what is it that I don't want to see, she says. There's definitely some eye issues out and about. Sometimes we go through phases of this stuff weirdly. Wait, hold on now. Wait, hold on. Let's take a look at your eye. The support you all are giving each other in the room, and really, truly respect all of you. And I love that you support each other in that way, you know? So important to feel a sense of community here. Laura, I kind of feel like by the time you get there, maybe over. I see a lot of water, also moisture, I'm thinking. Moisture. I don't know. I think it's going to go away pretty quickly. Like, literally. I don't know what's going to happen between now and Monday. Can you please again tell me your symptoms? Because they're saying that whatever it is, I almost feel like you could have had some irritant in there. She's having some symptoms. So crazy. I feel like it's gonna go away, but of course I'm not the doctor, so go ahead and keep your appointment, but tell me how you are, please, in the next couple of days. I almost feel like something was in there and now it's leaving you or something. Like sometimes we get a hair or some kind of weird thing, but I feel a little fluid. Maybe some moisture or something, could be dry. But again, see with your physician. But by the time you get there, you may delay. And you, like before you get there, you may delay. Let's see how you do, okay? All right, let's take a look at who's next. Erica, I'm going to take a look at you. All right, let's take a peek. Just making sure you're getting better. And we are, and you are. We are definitely seeing signs. Let me see. You're going to go to see the doctor tomorrow. And I feel good about that. I definitely think you need more rest. And I believe that we're right on track with everything that's been going on. So you're going to feel some of that and learn about some of that for validation, confirmation of things, around your tummy and stuff. I'm wondering if you're taking a probiotic, but that's up to the doctor as well. That topic may come up. And or perhaps the enzymes, as we had talked about, there's something he's going to say or give you, okay? And I hope that helps. But I do feel like you're going to improve. A lot of this also is emotional energy coming through you. But you're definitely going to have to make a little bit of a change in your nutrition and stuff like that, okay? Yeah, it's definitely time. I also believe he's going to send you to one other doctor. So you're going to get referred to someone else. So we'll see what happens. But I definitely believe you're going to it's like a serious path to healing. Once you make a firm decision to do what you need to do, I really feel like you're going to get better quickly. And I also believe that they're going to uncover whatever it is that's like clouding the issue, or perhaps sometimes we go through these things, we're not really clear on what things are, and you're going to get a lot of clarity, okay? I also feel like you've been dreaming a lot, and I do think we get slowed down, like you said, for a reason. And sometimes it is about surrendering certain things, all right? And also looking at the glass half full. Very, very important. We're trying hard, especially now. It is so much more difficult to do with everything going on in the world to really look at that glass half full. But we have to remind ourselves the alternative isn't better. And also, it's okay to feel down. It's all okay to feel like we're in a funk. And the energy is not like, look, we're not in this highly maybe enlightened time or energetic. There's a lot of water, and water's emotional, so it holds us down a little bit. And you are water, so I think you're feeling some of that, but you're going to get better, and I'm glad you're going to the doctor tomorrow, okay? There's going to be some clarity. All right. And I do believe that they're going to reveal things that you may not fully grasp yet or comprehend what needs to happen next. Okay. It'll be okay. All right, Maya, let's take a look at you. Maya has an interesting question. I saw a piece of mail coming in. You know, this is so crazy. I was laughing about this the other day too, because what the last thing we need as intuitives and empaths is the mailbox in our mail showing us photos of what's on the way. Who does this? Like I do. I mean, I do. I'm guilty as charged. But I understand. It's like, come on. Now we have to foresee what we're getting in the mail that day. And sometimes it's like letters from places we don't want to hear from. And so she's saying she's being triggered because of prior legal things. So let's take a look, okay? Sometimes the energy companies, even after you go through some prior things, honey, like even if they send some kind of reduction or special, or, you know, it's like you're on a mass mailing now also. So it really, let me just take a peek and make sure you're okay.
Hold on a second.
Get the vision of it. Coming from the past, I don't feel. No, it looks great. It's a good news, or whatever it is good. You're safe. Okay, you're gonna be like, whew, so happy. Okay, I don't think that I can get one. I see the past. I see your mom. I see something from the past that wasn't great, and now the forward, you're okay. It doesn't look negative. All right, everyone. Thank you so much for being here. It's time to go. I can't believe it.
Have a wonderful week. Okay. We'll see you tomorrow night over at 1-2 Academy at 6 p.m. Pacific. And Serena, thank you for being our producer. Please stay tuned, everyone, for the amazing Lori Love coming up next at Lori the Love Sherpa. Have fun. We'll be right back.